It's fair to say Evelyn, first name only, was at a low point last year when she walked into Outagamie County District Court.
I had been released from prison and I had no family support. I had a dual diagnosis, which is I was addicted to alcohol and I had some mental health issues.
There are 15 other participants in the program. Eligibility is strict. Violent offenders need not apply. Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson says it's too early to tell how much money county taxpayers are saving. But he expects a savings for local and state taxpayers by keeping people out of jail or prison. Nelson says it'll be harder to quantify the human factor.
Having a productive member of society, working, holding down a job, supporting a family, that dollar figure, in many respects, is priceless.
That's part of what the mental health court helped Evelyn do. It connected her to programs she was eligible for but didn't know about. It also helped her find a job, a place to live, and to get her driver's license back. Those are things she says she wouldn't have been able to do on her own.
I didn't really care if I lived or died. I was at that point. I didn't see a light at the end of the tunnel. And now I know I have a bright future.
The program requires its participants to make weekly court appearances at first. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.